Someone want to intro it?
Sure.
You intro it.
I don't want to intro it. I don't even know what day it is.
You're the best, though.
It's October 16th, like you said before.
Hey, this is the podcast, the big show for October 16th.
2006.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is the victorious reunion of the Steven Spencer Show. This is actually, technically it would be episode 14, but really it's...
Season 2, episode 1
of the Steven Spencer Show for November 16th.
You know, that's funny. You know the number of the podcast, like you have them memorized, but you don't know what date it is.
Sequels are really important to me. anyway,
you want to start over?
It's number. It's November 16th, 2008. Yeah, man, we're back in effect.
Want to introduce yourself?
I forgot they don't. So a lot of people don't know who we are.
A lot of people.
I'm Craig.
I'm a Dean, aka Sicko.
Pete. Paternal Thorgasm.
Oh man.
You don't have a new podcast name?
No.
Shit, why not?
I didn't. No.
See, I'm using my bowling name from last night.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it.
My bowling name was Sicko. Two K's, like you.
Two K's, like me?
Yeah, a K instead of a C.
You have two kids in front of your name?
He's working his way up.
Oh, man. All right.
This is what happens when you have no agenda.
No, I know. All right, so we have no agenda. This is our reunion show, and...
It's not reunion. It's season two. It was planned since season one finale.
Well, when was the last time...
When was the last time I saw you guys? two and a half years ago.
We podcasted a long time ago, and I didn't know much about podcasts at the time. And since then, I've listened to a lot, and there is a lot of crap out there.
Like this.
I don't know where I'm going with this. What?
That's a.
Does she know that we're podcasting right now?
I don't think so.
Craig's fiance.
What?
Who doesn't like Dune?
The one with the alien head on it. Yeah. Okay. We're podcasting.
Hi, podcast.
Should I turn off the fan?
No, I think it's okay.
Oh, God. Sorry. Okay.
So we have. What have you guys been up to?
You're like, what the fuck is going on, man? Turn unsubscribe.
Yeah,
that was a good reunion show. Yeah, it was good seeing you guys.
It's good seeing you.
It's the only way I could see Pete. Make him do something with me.
No, really, we don't see each other a lot, so this is like...
I saw you last week till we watched Rogue together, the movie. The alligator movie. Was it a crocodile or alligator?
Madeline, was Rogue a crocodile or an alligator? Madeline! Crocodile.
Yes, we saw each other. We haven't been together, though, the three of us. Except throughout your show.
Yeah.
That doesn't count, though.
Damn, we need to catch up. Let's pretend like people are actually listening that have listened. And we'll say what we've been up to.
Alright, so...
Because I have big news. I want to go last.
Okay. Yeah, really?
I want to go last.
Okay.
Pete.
You want to go, Pete?
What you been up to?
I'm allergic to the cats that are in this apartment.
And there's more now than last time.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like I keep on having cats.
That's also part of my update.
That you had a cat?
Another cat.
Are we going to do Where's Ross on this show?
That's a touchy subject.
That's a touchy one. We know where Ross is.
Ross is found. Never be lost again.
Yeah. What else? What you been doing? You been working on music?
Yeah, I've been working on music. I finished my next album.
Wait, serious?
Yeah, it's done.
How did you do that so fast?
It was a year. It's been a year.
I felt like you came up with another one just
It was last December.
What's the name of your new album?
It doesn't have a name yet.
Is it still under Go Down Matthew?
Or? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is it?
It's fucking amazing.
How many tracks?
It's 13 tracks.
Is it like the other stuff?
Yeah, it's a little more full. There's a more real instrument on it.
How come I've heard nothing of it?
you don't read my blog.
Have I heard any of it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what your blog address is.
I told you last time.
I forgot.
It's alright, don't worry about it.
I just have your live journal.
I tell him he should put everything on live journal, but he doesn't listen to me.
I know, that's I always update for that.
But, like I was saying, you can RSS the stuff.
What is your address? So I can pull it off the podcast later?
What do you mean?
Your address for your blog. Do you want to give it out?
Oh, yeah. It's mysticmilkblogspot.com.
Nice. It's taking you a year?
It took me a year to record it. I don't really want to talk about it.
All right. How's Alex?
I'm going to leave. Alex is good.
Alex is Pete's lady.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You guys still live together?
On and off. You know how it is. No, we live in the same apartment, yeah.
I don't know where I want to be interviewed. I don't get how that works out, though, for Fallout.
I'm milking...
This is how it works out for Fallout, which is terrible.
Okay.
Did you just say Fallout's terrible?
No, Fallout is amazing. But the situation is hard, because we only have one PlayStation and one copy of Fallout. Which, when I'm playing it, her computer faces the opposite way, but when she's playing it, I'm facing the TV, you know, like where my desk and computer are.
Okay.
And it's a very small apartment, so I have to put on headphones so I don't get any spoilers, you know?
Oh my god, shit.
And blast music for the 9 hours that she plays it. Just an endless blasting music and not looking up from my computer.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the Game Rush season, and for a long time I was touring, and I wasn't heavily gaming, and now I've been off the road for so long, and I've been working on an album for years, so I got really into gaming, and we've all been really into gaming, and they've released Fallout, Fable 2, the thing is that
they've released games and you've bought all of them, but you're only playing Fallout 3. You keep returning them.
I just sold Gears of War 2. I played it for one day, and I decided that it was exactly
that. It was like Gears of War 1.
And I was expecting something different. I don't really know why. I just thought it would be much better. What level are you at Fallout 3?
I'm almost 10.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I just beat it.
Yeah, and
I'm
going to
give away the ending.
No, because you kept... He kept sending me texts.
I was sending you warning texts.
When I was winning my bet during bowling last night, I got a text saying, oh man, when you finally have the quest with your father, you know, it's really frustrating, and I had to stop reading. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, don't text me spoilers. And then you're like, no, I just trust me when it's frustrating, but just you'll get through it. You'd be like, what the fuck? I'm like, why are you telling me this?
But you were saying spoiler before you texted him, right?
No.
Like, spoiler.
No, he said there was no spoiler.
Was like, when you get to this part and do this, it's going to be really frustrating. No,
I'm saying he was saying it to himself.
Were you saying it to yourself? No, you weren't.
I was promising myself that I wasn't spoiling it for you.
But you were.
I was ruining it for you. It's different from spoiling it.
Yes.
I was ruining the experience. Yeah. I beat it. I just gotta say I'm not thrilled to beat it.
How long did you play it for?
Oh, man.
Like, how many hours did you
endless
put in to beat
sessions.
The thing?
Endless sessions. I don't know how many hours, but...
You've had it for 4 days.
Yeah, but the thing is, I doubt you've done, like, even half the side quests I've done.
I've done tons of side quests.
Really?
Tons, yeah.
You don't remember if you got dog meat or not.
I never got dog meat.
When night we're talking, I'm like, did you get dog meat? Dog meat's a dog companion you can get in the game? And he's like, I think...
It's because every dog
like
you kill is dog meat.
If there's a dog with you, then you got dog meat.
No, I definitely didn't. I killed shitloads of dogs and ate dog meat. But I didn't. Yeah, my guy was a total psycho. I went full evil. Yeah.
Oh, did
full
you
evil.
Got the? Did you get the text with Craig of saying he had to? The first day the game came out, he's like, "I just played 6 hours. I got to start over because I killed everything. Yeah, yeah. I can't move forward. And I'm addicted to every drug there is in the game." Yeah. And it's like, dude, like
I played 6 hours and had to start.
I'm playing it. I'm playing like a saint. You know, I'm Mr. They give me free. People come up to me like, "Thank you so much for all you've done for us." And they give me soda.
They give you soda?
They give me soda. Sometimes they give me radiated meat.
Did you buy stuff for your house yet?
No, but I'm actually at the point where I can afford it and not be hurt.
The infirmary's good. I highly recommend.
What does that do?
The infirmary, you can heal all your health, knock down your rads, and... shit, there's
you could just
else.
Sleep.
Yeah, you could just sleep.
No, I know.
I love being well rested in the game. I sleep a lot.
I sleep when I can.
Whenever it tells me I'm well rested, I feel like I'm well rested in real life.
Oh, I know. Good, I'm like, all right, ready to go out and kill more shit. I kill everything. I killed everything except for the ghouls in the Ghoul City underworld.
You killed the barkeep in the first city, Moriarty. You killed him right away.
What's his face? Yeah, my first game I did, and then I realized that I need him to barter. I left him. I disarmed the bomb in Megaton.
Yeah.
Specifically, see, I could trade.
I just don't get why you wouldn't have to, as playing a full evil character, to see a giant fucking, the biggest fucking nuke in the game to go off. I don't know why you want
to
do that.
Because I used them to trade. I needed them to trade, and there's a woman at,
Your logic makes no sense. There's other cities. There's traders. You could have just gone right to Rivet City.
I killed all the traders, and I killed everyone at Rivet City.
You actually don't need that bartender to trade either, because I killed him, and the other dude inherits the bar.
No, that's something what interesting dudes, about... Well, really? That's what's really good about the game is over time, and I've noticed that I killed everyone at Rivet City, and then eventually went back, and
see, this is what I'm getting. Like,
it was totally fun. I was able to trade with, what the fuck is that guy's name? I forget.
Why wouldn't you just kill Megaton with an explosive, with an atomic bomb, and not kill everyone at Rivet City?
I am really surprised you didn't do that.
I like to pick everyone off one at a time. I felt like the bomb was cheating, so it wasn't as fun.
You know, it's funny, they had a bad karma noise that happens every time you do something bad. Also, Alex yells at me.
I quick reload when that happens.
She wants me to be good.
Oh, so you're playing evil too?
No, I'm not playing evil. I'm playing good. But I kill, you know, who I feel like. People, just like real life, people annoy me. Like, I'm a good guy. But someone's really irritating. Like, that dude in the bar, I killed that guy.
Did you kill the guy that offers you money to blow up Megaton?
Yeah.
That was the one karma thing I did that was good in the game, because he was about to kill the sheriff, and I just didn't feel it was right, so I killed him.
Wait a minute. And the sheriff survived for you?
No, he blew the sheriff's head off right when I shot the guy. We all shot each other's nuts.
Well, no, because I reloaded that part, and this isn't really... I guess this isn't... I don't want to spoil it for the two people who might listen.
It's the beginning of the game, anyway.
Yeah, it's the beginning, but... I reloaded that part, honestly, 15-20 times, trying to time it to see if there was a way that you could kill the dude who wants to blow up the city and not have the sheriff die. And I even did it to the point where, like, I would shoot him, like, the moment after everything went down, and the sheriff wanted to take a shot, but the moment the sheriff walked outside, he dropped dead.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I did it twice.
That's kind really of, that pissed me off
a little bit. It's just a path they have to take in the game.
I don't know why. I like the sheriff.
I wonder what it has to do with this.
Lucas Sims.
Lucas Sims.
I wonder what it has to do with this, with the plot. Like, why would they do that specifically for the plot? It doesn't seem like that it would make any sense. Why they'd have to kill the sheriff.
I guess it's trying to say one or the other. I don't know. But, I got obsessed with Abe Lincoln. Like, it's a weird cycle.
Dean's saying this while holding bottle caps.
Yeah, I have three bottle caps in my hand.
Fallout 3. I've
been collecting. When I found, I was in one of the Museum of History, and I found the Abe Lincoln doll, and I found Abe Lincoln's diary, and I found Abe Lincoln's coin collection. And so in the game, I began kind of almost RPing in my head of, like, now my guy's really into, like, finding all this Abe Lincoln artifacts. He's really into Abe. So I took all the shit back to my apartment, and I dropped them out of my inventory. You know how hard it is to pick shit up in the game and, like, get it, place it how you want it to? I spent, like, 20 minutes placing the Abe Lincoln thing exactly how I wanted on my dresser.
Oh, my God.
And then I got, put his diary next to him, and I put the coin collection next to that. And then I went to my robot, and I asked him for a haircut, and I got the Abe Lincoln beard.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
And so then I took a picture, you know, like the in-game pictures you could take. You can't, because you're playing 360. But on PC, you could, you know, print screen. And of me holding a sword, just like the doll is, in the same position, with my Abe Lincoln beard.
Oh my
God. I got
God.
Pictures of that. I was posing with that.
How long did that take you to do in real life?
It was
life?
Probably like a half hour total effort. But he's really into... Oh, and then I got to Lincoln's monument today, and I was really disappointed that his head was gone, because, like, my character, RPing my character, he was very into seeing the monument.
That's
and he was very
disappointed. That's role-playing for anyone that's not a gamer is, like, listening to this.
He
like,
was,
what the fuck? Is this a gaming
podcast? He and I were very disappointed that Abe Lincoln's head was gone from the monument.
I was hoping that it would be a Brotherhood head. I was something from the Enclave. Yeah,
they replaced it kind of thing?
Yeah, I was hoping it would be the president from the Enclave.
You've met the president from the Enclave?
I have.
Oh, fuck. Don't talk about it.
I was hoping that it would be his head.
Yeah, that's almost a spoiler. All right, God.
Not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler.
Don't talk about it. I haven't
got it. Are you done? Now that you beat it, are you done playing it?
I know. I'm totally going to go back. Luckily, and this is actually for anyone that's playing Fallout 3, make sure you save. If you have a feeling you're coming up to the end, make sure you save before the end.
The developer actually released a note about that saying, for anybody who wants to play it, because you can't just continue after the end, supposedly.
That's weird.
So luckily, I had an autosave.
Before you go into, like, the final area.
There's, like, a final let's just call it a room. There's like a final room. If you feel you're about to go to the final room, save. So luckily I had. And so now I'm just playing from that, and I'm just going to go around and do everything I didn't do before. And I'm able to use power armor now. So okay. I have a sick armor. It's Tesla armor.
Yeah.
And I don't use energy weapons. I use small guns, like rifles and shit.
See, it's weird. I would think you would be a big gun guy.
No, it's boring. The big guns are boring. But the armor has all this electricity all over. It's crazy. So now I look like one of the Brotherhood.
Okay.
It's sick. Really sick.
I was amazed to find that the ghouls in Undercity were like really hard on the Brotherhood.
Well, they're against them.
Yeah,
the Brotherhood's against the ghouls.
They're talking about their testosterone levels.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that's the ghouls are. I felt the ghouls were kind of neutral. I think that's why I didn't kill everyone in the Ghoul City.
You didn't kill all of them.
I didn't kill any of the ghouls. I only killed feral ghouls. Oh man. Oh, I can't talk about it as a spoiler. There's a cool moment later, but it has nothing to do with ghouls. It's someone else. But did you get to the one town? Big Town. Big Town.
And you gotta say, you gotta go to Germantown and save the people, and then there's an attack.
I did all that.
That was
all
right.
I did all that. That was a good karma thing. That town is killer. Some of the town designs in that game are just unbelievable.
Did you try to have sex with the goth girl?
What goth girl?
There's a goth girl in Big Town.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You didn't?
I didn't go to Big Town, I don't think.
It's rad.
Oh, you know what sucked too?
Big Town's not that big.
In Megaton, the prostitute in Moriarty's saloon.
Right.
That you can buy a room and then she automatically sleeps with you. And so, like, I did a save before because I didn't want my character to actually sleep with her, but I just want to see if I could.
Right.
Because I'd feel good about myself. And true. it's like my escape from being in a relationship.
Yeah. And there's no actual sex, right? Just laying in the bed with you?
Yeah, but there's, you know, I could jerk off to it.
Right.
You're role playing being with another girl. That's a role play cheating on my girlfriend with an in-game girl from Megaton.
With her Abe Lincoln beard.
Yeah.
Did you have your Abe Lincoln beard at the time?
But you know what? The whole beard thing, I started as very clean shaven, but as I go through the game, I keep getting haircuts to make it a little longer, and the beard gets longer. So like I'm very much, yeah. But I was very disappointed that when you go get a room, she comes and she lays down next to you, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. They don't show anything. What happens after that? Do they fade out, or does
no,
it...
Like, no, no, no. It's not nothing? Like a Witcher thing. It's just...
No, she just appears next to you. I didn't do it, but I watched it happen.
What's that noise?
What the fuck is happening?
Is that the cat,
or something? Like
that?
There was a jet airliner coming through. I think it's...
That was weird. What was I saying before that?
You were saying you get a haircut a lot in the game.
No, before that.
Maybe you need a barber sim. I shoot people.
Oh, but there's some kind of... Do you guys get the error sometimes when, like, you go to get a haircut, but your face doesn't show up?
I've never got a haircut in the game.
No.
You don't get haircuts? There's a ghoul in Underworld that gives haircuts.
Yeah.
He's high on jet, and he gives haircuts.
Totally. I was like, I'm not getting a fucking haircut from a ghoul high on jet. I sold all my jet. I sell all my meds because I didn't want to get hooked again. I'd only take stem packs. Had a bad experience. Got hooked on jet, medics, buff out. A fucking great game for looting, though. I love inventory shit.
Well, you know what I realized? It's a scavenger sim.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, like, I spend the whole game crouching through just buildings, looking in drawers. That's 90% of the game, and I love it.
It's like Oblivion. It's exactly like Oblivion in that aspect.
But it's the first game where I actually got it. Like, I don't really like...
scavenger sims?
Yeah, I don't like that, games like that.
You don't like inventory heavy stuff?
You like to look through your own drawers a lot, right?
But you liked Oblivion.
Yeah. I do count everything in my apartment every day.
Make sure that you could carry it from roof to room.
You repair a pair of underwear with another pair of underwear. Yeah. Cut down on underwear.
Oh my god. I think the tape and the tinging noise when you repair is so brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
That's so great.
You know what I wish you could do, though, and this is like one of the few things that bug me up about the game, is that you can't take similar items and repair. Like I wear recon armor for the stealth bonus because I'm big on stealth, and I wear this shady hat, which is cool. But the recon armor is so rare, and I can never repair it, so I always have to go to a repair person and repair just to 51%.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wish you could even take even just regular leather armor and use scraps of that. Like, I hate that you have to find the exact same armor or piece to repair it with, and it drives me crazy.
Until I got power armor, I was wearing nothing but combat armor.
Okay.
But luckily...
Just because you could find more for repair?
You could find more combat armor, and it's a good armor. And then I was able to repair really frequently up to 27 health damage, whatever, to the armor. And a lot of vendors sell combat armor, so it was really easy to just buy and trade.
Nothing. It's just that recon armor drives me nuts. And I have to use it because, like, I'm... stealth is the big thing. I'm used to shish kebab now. It's great.
How awesome is that? That
you used a shish kebab?
I did. I sold it because
it's the best stealth weapon.
It's really terrific. It looks so good.
Now that my stealth is high, I just sneak up behind anybody and just like, usually it's one shot.
What's your favorite weapon?
I like the combat shotgun.
Yeah, that's a big one too. Yeah.
Me too.
The thing is, like, I'm outgrowing that. I was up until level like 12, I was huge on that, but now I feel like I'm going to other weapons.
I love the rifles. Dean can't find it, and I can't remember where it was, but there's a Lincoln's repeater. It's like a Lincoln's hunting rifle.
Yeah, I was searching for like 2 hours today for that.
It's worth $500 in the game, 500 caps in the game. And I was tempted to sell it. It's such a good, it's like a one shot kill weapon, but it takes 44 ammo. And 44 is really rare in the game.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's like the 44 Magnum scope.
Gun. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really hard to find 44 in a game. You find like 5mm. I noticed a lot. I had like thousands of it, and I would just sell it. I never used 5mm.
Yeah, me too.
This has to be riveting to people who don't play
really
games.
That's really interesting.
It's cool. Anyone who does is still with us, and it's like,
probably.
So
well, I always think, I was got to my head right there. I was thinking, anyone who's listening and is into it because of Fallout, we should probably talk about it differently. It's kind of a ramble.
Yeah, that's all right though.
That's good. It's a good review of the game. I've been playing that, and I've been playing Fable 2 like crazy. I guess we've entered a game segment somehow.
Well,
we have no structure at all.
I mean, that's all I've been doing lately.
I know.
Yeah, I was kind of anxious to play games for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Except in small spurts and just like casual games, but with Fallout 3, actually, ever since BlizzCon, I went to BlizzCon, as you know.
BlizzCon is the Blizzard convention.
I was getting real back into StarCraft, going to the Fort Lee place, this LAN cafe. And now that Fallout 3 came upon us and Left 4 Dead's coming out, it's like...
Tomorrow. Left 4 Dead comes out tomorrow.
I'm relaxed with it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I play games and I don't even care. It's like, I don't care that my life's slipping by. I don't give a shit.
I started to hit that point, and we're nearing completion of the State of Revolution album. I'm in a band called State of Revolution with frontman guitars. I'm Craig Marshall.
Now that you beat Fallout, you can finally finish it.
Yeah, I really was detracting a little bit. We're trying to get that album done, but I felt very uncomfortable, especially when I saw so much work ahead. And now that we're so close to the end of that, it's been a lot easier to just sit down and be like, okay, I can relax and play fucking 6 hours straight.
Well,
it
sucked because, I had my first show the other day and
with Thirsty Horse,
and I had to take like a week and a half off of gaming because I was so busy rehearsing for it.
You really miss it. You do. I really want to level up.
Like after the show, I was like, this weekend I'm just playing Fallout. That's all I'm doing.
So you did, right? Did you just relax this weekend?
Oh, that kind of shit backfires, you know. Like when you're like, today I'm gonna relax, like that's your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you feel like it's work.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't able to relax too much yesterday, but today I just woke up and Madeline was there, and I almost played it despite her.
Oh my god.
She seemed really mad about it.
Yeah, she hates when I talk about it, man.
I know.
The thing is, we talk about it a lot, but it's like, it's good. It's so good.
I know.
The thing is, I just tell her to screw off when she fucking disses it.
Oh my god. Siobhan was good. She gave me my man gaming time last night. I played so late. I will play till fucking 4 in the
morning. I was going to play last night, but Malin was over, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to... Let me just spend time with her. I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
Actually seen her outside of...
Outside of the game?
Outside of
the...
Like,
the character that you named, I've seen Madeline.
I've seen her a lot in the past 2 weeks from rehearsing, but that's, you know, that's not relationship time. You know, that's more like you're working together.
What is relationship time?
Watching Twin Peaks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You gotta sit next to each other?
Yeah.
You hold hand?
No, we don't touch usually when we watch Twin Peaks. It's like we're in our own world, but we're watching it together.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, we're working. I gotta, you know. I realize I haven't been very affectionate lately. I gotta work on that.
That's crazy that you brazenly just put that out there.
Yeah, that's all right.
For the world. Yeah. For the world.
You get wrapped up in your own shit.
I fully understand. 100%. I know. When we were talking about this the other night over dinner at recording, Siobhan is in my band, I'm in hers. And when we're recording, it's just like full on business. It's like we're not even in a relationship.
And what happens is you get annoyed with each other.
Yeah.
And then it's hard to not hate the fucking person later.
Oh my god, that's what I said.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing with being friends and being in a band too.
Yeah. This is what happened with the podcast too.
Yeah.
That's weird. Anything creatively when there's emotions
anything
involved
work.
And. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just, you hit that point. We hit that point. She was like almost in tears, and I'm almost in tears, and we're both like at each other's throats, and I'm like, why are we, this is stupid. I just gave her a hug, and we just like this is dumb. Like, we just got, you get so wrapped up in, like, the emotion of what you're doing.
See, the thing is, I don't get wrapped up anymore, but she does.
Yeah.
And then, like, she'll bring such anger and negativity that I'll, like, not be able to look at her as a positive impact in my life later.
I know. You know? Shimon is really sad. She just gets really sad. So I feel very guilty.
And like, you're not allowed to hit her while you're recording, right? Yeah.
Well, that's why.
afterwards.
Like, well, that's why. Like after the show, the plan even before the show was like, after this, I'm just gonna start recording, like, because I've taken her away from her time doing her own art stuff.
So are you using that as an excuse so you can have more alone time with yourself?
No. I don't want more alone time. I just, we need to find a balance. In the past few weeks, have been very unbalanced.
You don't want to work with her anymore.
I do.
That's what that email that you sent seemed like.
You sent an email to me and Pete that you want our help, and I really thought that you didn't want us to talk about it with Madeline. Yeah. This was like, tell Madeline.
I need you two guys. No, she's, Madeline is not going to be involved.
It was a little bit like that, but...
Did you mean it, or did it sound like that?
Like, the intention of that at the moment... The intention of that wasn't me not wanting to work with her. The intention of that was me feeling bad because she was getting, like, really... You could tell she was getting really repressed feeling. Because, okay. Like, the past 2 weeks, she hasn't been able to do any of her work because she's been rehearsing with me.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, and I was just, I was like, okay, I'm just going to give you a break. I'm going to record.
It's kind of how I felt when we were playing together.
You know, you gave me a break so you could record?
Yeah.
Since Siobhan and I are in each other's bands.
I'm annoying to work with, but not too bad.
No.
Yeah, not that bad.
You have to balance the person's, that was a lot.
It's all right.
I had to, because Siobhan and I are in each other's bands, I have to really balance out a 50% thing on both sides. So if we're leaning too much into just working on State, I have to start to teeter into Siobhan
Rose. When you're working on her stuff, there. Does she tell you what to do?
Is it
the opposite?
I ask her. I say, what exactly do you want? I always say, what exactly do you want? Because I actually want zero control with her project, and I look to her for a tremendous amount of input for mine. Now I play drums. I was playing guitar for her project, but I really just like to take what she writes and just play it and say, how do you want this? Let me do it exactly how you want. Because that's what I always want. Like, I want my guys to be like, yeah, let me do this. I'll put my effort in, but I want to know what these songs are supposed to be exactly in your mind. You know, someone's got a vision, you just got to flush it out.
See, luckily with Madeline, I just tell her I have no interest in doing sculpture.
Do you really? Which is true. Or do you just tell that to Spider?
No, I have no interest in doing it. I have interest in seeing what she does, but I have no interest in doing it.
Her shit's amazing.
And, you know, like, I always tell her, if you want help, I'll help you. But, you know, I'll give you feedback.
Like, make a snake. That's, like, all I can do.
But, you know, I don't want to bullshit. I have no interest in doing it. Feel bad, but whatever.
Would you like to paint her sculptures?
I wish you'd paint hers the way I envision them.
So you do want to paint the sculpture.
I want to paint them. I don't want to make them.
I have no interest, but I have an idea. An idea of what it should look like.
How's Alex's comic book stuff and drawing and all that?
She's more successful than any of us will ever be doing anything.
Crazy.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Her prints are really good. I almost got one the other day.
You should buy that one.
I'm running
low. <Yeah. laughs> They need to go grocery shopping.
No, I really was going to.
You could use your Left 4 Dead money. I'm trying to save you.
I know. Dean's desperately trying to make me not buy the Xbox version. I already have the PC version.
You guys were telling me that. I thought you were already playing Left 4 Dead.
We were on PC. We both have the PC pre-orders.
All right, here's what happened.
And it comes out tomorrow.
Here's what happened. I called Craig because the Left 4 Dead demo became available for anyone on Steam who pre-ordered it before everybody else could play it. If you pre-ordered it, then you get it like a week early. So I'm like, I'm playing the Left 4 Dead demo. And he freaked out. He's like, oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
I had no idea.
Oh my God.
I've been waiting for this game for a year.
How do you get it? I'm like, you just pre-ordered it on Steam for PC and you can play it right now. He's like, oh, but I'm buying it for Xbox. I'm like, play it on PC. It's stupid. Like, the PC is going to be so much better community online. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, well, my friend Christian's playing. This leads into the bowling bit. But, so I have some other friends who are playing it on PC. And so you're like, okay, and I sold you because it was $15 cheaper. It's $45 on
that
Steam.
Is really good.
And so we've been playing that, and he's like, I'm buying the Xbox version too.
You're going to buy both of them?
But the thing is,
I kind of want to buy it too, because I'm one of those people who feel you go to horror movies, you go to games, you're giving more money to the horror community,
but
they're going to make more
of that game. There's two big points here.
They'll never stop making zombie games.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been waiting specifically for a game like this forever.
Two big points.
I can't believe they
Valve
made it.
I think is the third biggest grossing video game company in the world. They don't need your money. There's a lot of they really don't need you to buy two copies.
It's that kind of thinking that could take them down.
You're buying the fucking game.
It's that kind of thinking, not buying two copies.
I'm not saying don't buy the game.
I have the fucking thing on my computer.
Yeah, but here's the thing, and here's the real kicker of it, is that you play your Xbox game on your computer monitor. So essentially it's the same fucking thing. You're not in a different room. Some people like playing on a TV instead of a computer. You play it on your computer monitor.
Well, that brought up the thing that you can get a receiver that goes USB, and I think I'm going to do that. It's like just 16 you like bucks the off
controller.
Amazon.
But,
I like the controller feel, yeah.
All right, so now that I convinced Craig to play it on PC, last night I was talking to Christian. We were at a surprise 30th birthday party bowling in some really seedy bar in Patterson where I almost got beat up twice. And, he told me he's buying it for $360.
Oh my god.
And I said, why?
Oh my god.
And I'm
god.
Like.
And he said, because Craig's buying three copies of it.
I asked him why, and he's, because his girlfriend is playing it on, is buying it for $360, and he wants to play it with her. But I'm like, but I already convinced Craig to buy it on PC so we could all play it together.
Oh my god.
And he's like, well, you could buy it from me for Christmas, like an early Christmas, and we could all play it together. I'm like, and then it turned out we did a whole bet that if I got three strikes in a row doing my dance, that he'd buy it for PC instead, and I got three strikes in a row.
So he will buy it for PC.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Mm-hmm.
So
look what I did. What I did for you. I saved your PC version.
Thank you so much.
He's gonna have both though, so it doesn't matter.
Is he gonna buy both, or is he just gonna buy?
No, you're gonna.
He's
buy
gonna buy
both.
Three copies.
He is.
One Xbox 360 for Jackie. One Xbox 360 for him, and one PC for him.
He loves zombies more than you do.
Yeah.
Step it up.
So you should probably buy four.
Four
yeah. Break the four.
Break
Craig.
The four. Left for Dead. Four copies. Yeah. You gotta. It's fucking corny.
Oh, I just put that together. That's good. Left 4 Dead 4.
You gotta buy 4 copies. Yeah, that's. I can't wait to get past where it's on the demo right now. Like you're really waiting for the woods. I'm really waiting for the woods. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see.
I'm waiting for the cornfields more than the woods.
Game is so fucking scary. Like really scary. And the witch might be the creepiest thing I've ever encountered.
There's
in the
a
game.
Witch in the
I'm not too sure what right, the game is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a first person shooter, but it's a cooperative, like you play it with four people.
All right.
And there's four survivors and you start in a city. You start on a rooftop and all the zombies are AI, artificial intelligence controlled. They always spawn from different parts and they run at you in huge waves. And it seems like the AI is smart enough to time it, so it'll give you like 10 to 20 seconds to reload and all that shit,
well, no,
and then it sends another wave.
It's a smart AI. Like, the whole thing is, it's a smart overall AI where every time you play it, it's different.
All right.
Like, where it spawns from different places, spawns different enemies in different areas, and, like, has almost different triggers.
Like, and, car alarms will send, like, 60 of them over a
wall. So the whole witch thing is, there's certain things in the game where it kind of makes you have to be careful with what you're shooting. Like, you'll be in the streets and there'll be cars, and certain cars have car alarms where they get shot. It sounds the alarm. When the alarm sounds, just, like, 100 zombies come climbing the wall.
You'll see in the distance, bodies just coming over a wall.
Yeah,
and they run so fast, and they scream, and they claw at you. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's witches who are just, you hear these women
skinny
crying.
Skinny girls just crying, crouched over
and
crying.
If you shoot them or shine a flashlight or stun them in any way at them, they just like pretty much one shot kill you.
All right, you know what happened to me the other night? This was the scariest fucking thing. I almost shit the bed. Fucking, I heard a witch, and I specifically wanted to see where she was, so I was following the audio. The audio is really great directional, so you could find her. And
what do you use for? You use the speakers or your headphones?
Both. So I have sort of a surround.
Wait, serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, serious?
Yeah, because my speakers act almost as a subwoofer, and these are like, so I level them
even
out.
Even late at night with the people downstairs?
Yeah, I keep it kind of low on the speakers, and then
kind of low is probably really loud for you.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have headphones, a set of speakers going, and then the game on the Xbox and the game on the computer.
Yeah, man.
But you seriously have speakers
of everything.
Yeah, and headphones
speakers
going.
And headphones. It's an amazing audio. It's like surround. I could just get surround, but that's the closest thing.
You get surround headphones too.
I know. I thought about it. But the witch, I angered her. And
okay, when you
I
say angered,
like I just
when you say angered
as in she didn't leap up. She
you guys
normally
disagreed
leaps
about
up.
Something. She's like, why are you using headphones and speakers?
Why are you buying two cars? We have enough money, fucker.
I saw her eyes. She just started crawling really slowly before she attacked, and normally she just attacks. And
so you flashlighted her then?
Yeah. And she was making this guttural noise before she ran. And she's just in underwear. It's like a girl in it. She's just like,
oh, wait, well, wait a minute. She, and she have breasts?
You've angered the witch. She's like a little skinny thing. Yeah.
Can you see breasts?
No, you just see she's got a tank top and underwear. Yeah,
okay, that's what I thought, because you said just the underwear, and I was thinking, I never noticed that she wasn't wearing a shirt.
She's tank top and underwear. She's like a little skinny blonde. All these
are disappointing you sexually.
Yeah, I love, I'll get into that later. Let's finish the story.
I love game breasts.
Something changed me.
I like to RP in my Abe Lincoln beard and see tits.
I've had some experiences that have changed me, and we'll talk about it later. Keep going.
You want to talk about it now? No, I was just talking about how unbelievably creepy the game is. It's really, really terrific. And the thing is, a lot of times...
Madeline doesn't touch you anymore? Is that what happened?
Not so much.
After The Witcher, she ever since I went limp.
Oh my god. Anyway, Left 4 Dead, get it.
It does this, especially like going through with different groups through the demo online, it does this, just like the way it chooses to spawn, it really sets up an illusion of you think you're alright, of like, all right. We got here, we're okay, and everyone's like, all right, deep breath, you finally do your deep breath, and suddenly, bam, like you're rush. Fucked.
You'll just
you're
hear,
fucked.
And it,
and there's these
and you'll be like, where the fuck is this coming from? Yeah, you turn around, and 60 of them will just come running cool. through a stairway.
And there's these fat ones, and they'll just like...
Boomers.
Boomers, and I keep getting fucked by boomers, because they stand in places you just can't see them. Boomers are these big fat ones.
And you'll hear the noise, and then suddenly you got vomit.
They'll vomit on you. And it's like this huge projectile vomit.
And it's really disorienting. The whole screen goes green and you can't see shit.
And the smell of it attracts zombies. You have like 100 zombies coming at you. So you can't see what's happening. Zombies are coming at you. So you're trying to like burrow into a corner so your teammates can form a wall almost.
Yeah. And I use the melee attack. So you're basically swinging your weapon to try and knock them all off of you.
And
you can't see anything. You're just shooting blindly until it clears.
And there's zombies with long tongues that just like grab around your neck and pull you up buildings. So like you'll hear one of the guys in team speak be like, "Shit, I'm being lurker. What are they called? A smoker pulling me up." And you'll turn around. He's being pulled up a side of a building. So you gotta like shoot the tongue off.
I've never seen that yet, but a lot while I'm playing will be in the house scene, the first scene where you're going through the apartments or whatever.
Okay.
And a smoker tongue starts, you just start seeing like Bill getting pulled through the house. It's fucking unbelievable.
It makes it, you have to work together. If you split apart for a second, you're dead.
Yeah, especially on I love playing on advanced because it makes it so much scarier. But yeah, it's, if you don't stick together, you're dead.
I've even experimented with a few times, like just splitting off with like two and two, going off together.
Yeah,
and
I did that too. Did that too. I tried to see how little I can get.
If you're not all four together, working together, every moment you're dead. And so it's cool, and especially that's what scares me about the 360 version with people. Of 360 is such fuckheads, man.
I know.
Like, there's no way you're getting through anything on advanced. You know, like the PC, that there's a great community. Yeah, there's fuckheads, but for the most part, it's like, you know, any random game, you'll find probably good people to play with.
See, I wanna play it single player. I like playing single player.
Yeah, but the AI, really would just that's play the thing. The AI is boring for single player. It's good, but it follows you.
I know. It's and it gets stuck.
Like, they just follow you, and like that's like if you don't go somewhere, they won't go ahead.
Yeah. So I thought they would take more initiative.
Yeah, it sucks.
That's weird that they didn't up that.
Maybe they'll make a mod with like better AI. Not better AI, but like one that actually takes a lead more, kind of knows pathing through the levels better.
Yeah. It goes at your pace, but the problem is they get stuck, and you'll be like, "What the? Why is the person just standing in the? I'm moving. Come with me." So, but people on fucking Community are crazy. They just, I don't like that they really time trial through it. Like, I really like to.
What do you mean Community?
Like online, on both. I've played both on Communities now, and
all right.
Everyone just time trials through it. They just start fucking bolting through, and I'm like, I want to really experience the environment. Well, I don't mind getting stuck.
Wait a minute, but you're the ass who the first night I played with Craig. Actually, well, the first night when I played with you, right?
No, I played
because he was freaking out. He's going, "Oh my god, the game's here!" It was 1 a.m. at work at 7.
Yeah.
And I got a text at like 3:30 in the morning, being like, "I finally downloaded the demo, playing it now. So great." But
what time do you go to work? That you're sending texts all the time at 4 a.m.
7 in the morning.
No.
So you sleep 2 hours
in
that?
No, I gotta be. Yeah, man, I don't sleep much at all.
But so like the first time we played together, pretty much, it's Craig went full steam ahead with everything. Like pretty much, I pictured him at home going like, "Oh my my god, zombies, oh my god, zombies, oh my... And running through everything. He got vomited on, no doubt.
He vomited on himself.
You got vomited on 20 times on normal.
Yeah.
And at the end of the demo, there's this room you get to, and you finally get to this this one final room. And the whole room's set up so it has like a little chain gun. There's some stuff you could heal. You pretty much, it's a room so you could recoup. And there's a button, a door button, to open the door, at which point zombies will rush in and you gotta clear them out.
Right.
But there's a moment to recoup. And so like...
Not for
me. And so like we finally get there after Craig, like, you almost kill us every fucking corner just because you just ran straight ahead freaking out because there's zombies.
I'm really excited.
And he just runs into the room. I'm like, Craig, you know, don't do anything. Just, you know, let's heal up. And all of a sudden I see on my screen, door opening. And he like just ran right ahead, pushed the button. Yeah. Like, we're not even in the room yet. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
And
we all died.
And I alerted a witch.
Yeah, we all died right there.
I was like, gotta push the button. But in my mind, I thought Dean would be proud of me that I took the initiative to run and hit the button.
To run and hit the button?
Like, I was thinking like it was like a suicide thing. And I'd be like, all right, I'll do it, man. And I thought you were going to be like, fucking right on, all right. And you're like,
dude, you just killed us. And like, that's why I'm glad there's friendly fire in the game, because I could just fucking kill you then. But that also scares me of getting to games where people just fuck with you.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play the full version. Tomorrow, are we playing?
Is it tomorrow, really?
It's tomorrow.
It's in stores Wednesday, so I thought it was Tuesday. It might be Tuesday.
Oh.
What number is today?
Today's 16th.
It comes out 18th.
Oh, you're right.
Tuesday.
Are we playing this week?
Yeah.
Are we going to do it?
Of course.
Let's give it a shot.
Sorry, Pete, that you're, right. You're out of the list. He
that's
has
cool.
a, he has a Mac.
Yeah.
Shitty.
They book. Don't make it for Mac? They won't make that? You gotta get it for PS3, not. Man.
It's not coming out for
PS3.
You
either.
Gotta buy an Xbox. Buy four copies of the game. It's terrific, man. Fable 2 is beautiful, too. I don't know if we want to keep talking about games.
I don't know.
But let me just say that Fable 2, in contrast to all the dark games that are out, Gears and Fallout and Left 4 Dead, everything has gray palettes. Fable 2 is Disney World compared to it. It's just beautiful. Everything's in like autumn.
I got no interest for some reason.
Really?
Yeah,
I had no interest,
you know,
in
like,
Fable 1.
I always like Peter Molyneux. Is that him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did that. I always love his concepts for games. I always never enjoy playing any of his games.
They're really good.
Ever. I remember Black and White thinking this game should be awesome, and I fucking can't stand playing it.
You got me into Black and White. I loved Black and White.
I got you into Black and White probably because I probably gave it to you because I didn't want to play it no more.
You did. I loved it. I loved Black and White. I don't know. Fable 2 is great. The spell chanting is tiers. It's set up in tiers where like you have to hold... I'm talking about Xbox 360. You hold in one of the buttons to charge it up. You basically have to hold a button to charge it up, and it takes too damn long. So by the time you charge up like your fifth tier spell, you're getting attacked already. But there's like a time freeze. You freeze the time and all that shit. It's a little weird. But the money system's brilliant. Like if I went back into my game now after not playing for a week, $1 million, easy. You gain money.
You're losing. You're losing your train here.
I'm sorry.
Want to take a break and come back?
It's great.
I could use a drink.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, take a little break. We'll come back. Spencer Show.
What do you think is going on in there?
They're watching UFO documentaries.
I think they're also drinking nail polish remover.
Really?
Yeah.
We are back on. We're back.
So
we should probably stop talking about games.
Yeah, well,
so
let me. I can segue off it by talking about games.
You can segue off of games, talk about games.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get back to I thought it'd be interesting. I can't wait to go home. I just got to Rivet City. anyways, yeah. So I've been a lot more comfortable lately enjoying the prospect of sex in games.
Sitting.
Of digital
games,
digital sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in real life. Real life's just gone downhill.
What do you mean comfortable in games?
Like I feel like it's kind of taboo.
With who?
Well, you're playing a game and you have an opportunity for sex. You're like, that's kind of weird. You know,
I never thought that way.
You just do it.
It's weird that you feel game guilt.
Yeah, that is weird.
Not guilt. I just feel like that's like I don't need to do this. I'm just here to enjoy myself in a good Christian way.
Enjoy fucking in the game.
Yeah, but The Witcher seriously just changed that. The Witcher does such good sex, and like literally to the point where I'm like, I don't care. I want every person I actually fuck in this game.
Do they show?
No, but they do it in such a good. It's done with class, but just fuck charm.
It's a box quote.
Like, all right.
The Witcher comes with more fuck charm.
It is, man. It is fuck charm city.
fuck charm city.
Like, just, you gotta come over and just play the first begin. Just play, you know what? Maybe I'll boot you up a save right before the first fuck scene. It's optional fuck scenes, but, like the first person you get to have sex with, she's just this hot video game girl. Like, this hot fantasy girl. She's wearing, like, a skirt and, I don't know, whatever. But, you get upstairs to her and, like, after all this quest stuff is done, she's awake and she's, like, flirting with you. And, she just makes a comment like, you'd have to have the strongest bed in this area to handle us.
Whoa.
And I was like, fuck it, man. I'm doing this.
Whoa,
and
that
I
chose is a the brazen
option.
Woman.
I chose the option to do it, and we both went down on the bed together. Like, I grabbed her. We went down on the bed together, and then everything went all, like, kind of, like, blurred out. Like, almost,
how it works in real life.
How,
with you.
Yeah.
You fucking do it.
Like, almost a little, like, Fight Club-ish in that sex scene.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, more blurry, more, like, more fantasy stream, like paintbrush blur is happening, and you just hear, like, a noise, and you're like, okay, and then a card.
Oh, fuck.
Like, an actual card of her.
I love a card.
With just, like, she's naked, but she just has, like, barely a sheet covering, just her main parts.
Her main parts?
Know? Yeah, like, her main tattoo.
And then it says, like, you fucked a guy.
Congratulations. You fucked the girl programmed by a dude. You fucked another dude's fantasy.
Yeah.
But after that, I was just like, you know, this is great. And so...
You just kept fucking...
Did you get turned on in real life?
Like, we're a little like
bit.
You did.
A little bit.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, a little bit. And so, like, there's other people I've had sex with in the game, and, like, there's one part by, there's one part by a mill.
And you felt bad about it, right? Because I could say... Right,
well, no, here's what happened. I felt RP guilt. So, well, all right, what happened is, I got to this one area, I helped this one girl out, and she was saying... If you want to get together with me, meet me with some wine at this one place. So I brought some wine, and I went to this one place, and the scene cuts to... It sucked. I was a little disappointed, because you don't see any blur or any, like, grabbing. It just zoomed out.
And we all know
it
you like out. To see grabbing.
Yeah, I love grabbing. It zoomed out to the scene, and you hear... And you see this one guard going, like, what's that? You're like, oh my God! And he's like... And the guard says, oh, that place is haunted again. You know, I wonder what's going on there. But, I hit the point where I started getting... There's this one girl I really wanted to have sex with in the game. All right? There's this one girl I'm like, I want to sleep with her. I want this woman. And...
You formed a real emotional attachment.
I found a real... RP/real emotional attachment with her. And so I slept with this one witch. And it was a very dirty...
Dirty.
Like, it was very dirty. It was in a cave, and it was before people were trying to kill us. It was this dirty, and there was little kids like right nearby.
That sounds really good.
It's exactly like what it was like when I fucked that girl in the woods in New Milford.
There are people chasing you?
Like, when I actually had sex with her, there was this little kid that had followed me into the room, and I didn't realize I was getting into it at first, and I saw that I had the option. I'm like, you know what? The little kid's there, but I'm going to pretend he's not. But then, like, after we were done, I was thinking, the little kid was standing there the whole time.
It's dirty.
And then I was thinking, like... You know what? I want to be more pure for the woman I really want. So I fucking reloaded from, like, way before then.
Oh, my God.
So I would go through and not have sex with her. So I would, like, have a more clean RP penis to have sex with a girl I really want to. But I haven't played since then, so I got to get back to that.
Does Madeline know about your in-game?
She keeps saying for every three girls I fuck in The Witcher, she gets to fuck one guy in real life.
Fair.
So, technically I'm only working on my technically I've had three, but it was unloaded, so I only have two right now, but I'm working on my third.
Is there a clinic that you can go to after having sex with that many girls in The Witcher?
Well, it's Geralt, the hero in the game, you're immune to disease.
So, no shit. Yep.
And you're sterile too, so no condoms or nothing. You fuck.
It actually says that's you're sterile. Good. That's amazing.
Yeah, you are sterile because part of being a witcher is you go sterile. Part
are
of
you serious?
The witcher process.
Well, everyone knows that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So you can just have sex and you have no disease. It's like no consequence. It's heaven. The Witcher is heaven.
It seems like promotes dangerous behavior.
Maybe. But no, nah, I have no. I see a video game broker fuck, not as fucker.
But that never. You didn't like that before.
No, I always just felt like a little. So I was never like a little creepy. Like I felt like
you
weird.
You sound creepy just talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you sound really creepy now. It's yeah. like you went if over you the edge and now you're creepy.
I love it.
The thing is,
give me the option to fuck. I will.
What wouldn't be creepy is if you said, "I don't want to fuck every video game."
I won't. Like I said, I won't fuck certain ones to keep myself pure for other ones. That's about. That's the only.
That's what's weird.
You crossed
about
the creepy line yeah. there. Plus, when you say fuck charm, that's really fucking creepy.
You know, right, fuck charm.
Every time you kind of sex in games, I don't think about it, but I have a thought process like that. Like, you know, in the last Grand Theft Auto game, you're dating that chick.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I hate her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you still fucked her a lot.
Yeah, but I would have sex with whores right before I would have sex with her.
Oh, for revenge.
Yeah, hoping to get her herpes or something.
See, it's funny how,
it's
like...
It's a weird thought process.
It is funny because you don't realize you're getting into this whole RP mind state, and then... But you are.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving this digital girl diseases. But no, you're not.
That I made up that's in
not
my head.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not part of the game.
Because I don't like her in real life.
Wow. That did you find it really funny, too? This is probably such fucking... Such a dated comment, but... In Grand Theft Auto 4.
I didn't
4,
beat the game yet.
No, when
I sold my bags.
When you'll be dating that girl and ramming your car into everything, and she's going, "Oh, Nico, I really like you," and you're just crashing into cop cars and killing people. I really like you.
So I think I'm just not into Grand Theft Auto games anymore.
Did you play 4?
I played it and I returned it.
I played it for a while and then I was really not into it. I was like, I'm tired of this. But I started playing it right before I got Fallout again, and I got back into it hardcore.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's really good.
It really is very.
It's
well
kind
made.
Of shit. I just never feel like I have time for. You know, like I'm playing it and I never latch onto the purpose.
Oh
like,
no,
I never latch onto
I
a
never
point
stay on
that
story.
Wants me to keep going. You know, like and I can never find. I feel like everything's done. There's so much stuff to do, but everything's just done all right.
Yeah.
That I feel like I can go somewhere else for whatever mood I'm in for a more refined experience of what I want to do at that time.
So the story in Grand Theft Auto 4 is really, really good up until about 65-70% into it, and then it just starts to like go in a real weird, overdone way. But I beat it and it was good. Good game.
You know what I hate about the game is the whole cell phone thing. People are constantly calling you and you have to answer the phone,
so
which I hate
annoying.
In real life also.
I know. I ignore it just like in real life.
Yeah.
I have social anxiety. I won't answer my phone in real life and in the game.
So how do we segue out of that now? What do you want to talk about?
What have you been doing? That was all
besides,
what Pete's been doing.
I don't know. I've been playing Fallout. Fucking,
You played a show.
Yeah, I played a show. It's our first real show. That was good. I went to BlizzCon.
Yep.
You guys all know about that. The world doesn't, but whatever.
Yep. What made you get back into the Spence cast?
Winter depression.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's why I was saying to Pete, or maybe I was saying to you. I don't know. I can't tell you two apart.
I'm the fat one.
You got a cat eating something on your desk.
Oh shit.
I don't know, you know, like, I get really depressed in winter. I feel like doing something.
It's really, yeah, there's something about the Spence vibe is very barricade yourself in.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I'm not that depressed right now. I went from real depressed to feeling alright the past few weeks with winter, and I'm still doing the Spencer show.
Good.
Yeah. How's that make it feel?
Alright.
What's the cat doing?
We got a cat breaking into everything right now, and Pete's still allergic to the cats.
Lily, yeah.
Even a year later.
Lily. God damn. All right, I'm just gonna fucking hit it hard, as we do on the Spence show. You wanna know what I've been doing?
What you been doing?
I have a really big announcement for anyone that doesn't know, and a lot of people won't give a shit.
You beat Fallout 3.
I beat Fallout 3.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it was a good time. This is an addition to my family. This is, we had a cat. Well, we still have a cat.
You have a second, what?
I don't pay a lot of attention.
Oh, shit.
Cat named Pepper already. Anyone that is familiar with the Spence show. But now we have another cat named Lily. And she's the cutest fucking thing in the world. But besides
that's not the announcement.
That's not the announcement.
That's not
is,
the announcement?
No. I got engaged
to the cat.
To the cat.
I got engaged on October 10th to be married on.
While I was in BlizzCon, which is much more exciting. I swear it was much more exciting than your engagement.
It was pretty intense. I'll tell how it. Everyone says, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? So I'll do the really short version.
No, I don't want to ask you how you do it because.
You know, it's funny though. You figure even if there was like 15 people listening to this, they all probably knew that you were getting engaged months ago when you told everyone 2.5 years ago that you were going to get engaged to Siobhan, right?
Maybe. But now it's official digitally.
Tell this story.
Digitally official. So we're engaged to be married on 10-10-10.
You took our car keys, you buried them in the ground.
Right, so. I was supposed to be the guy.
Short of that,
I was supposed to be the guy helping you, but because I was playing StarCraft 2, I couldn't. So Madeline, my girlfriend, had to drive Craig to the woods in order to help him bury boxes with stuff in them for Siobhan. So Madeline calls me and she's like, "I don't know what just happened," and I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Well, Craig, you know, came up here to the woods, and we got in the woods, and he realized that like he had all these chains he had all these chains and boxes,
and he tried to lock me to a train,
and he had to put stuff into the boxes, but he forgot the keys to open them, and he had locked them beforehand. I'm like, why did he lock them beforehand? She's like, I don't know why he locked them, and so he couldn't put the stuff he wanted to put in the box because they were locked. And then he bought a box and he had a chain to it, and he was trying to chain it to a rock in the river. And I'm like, how the fuck do you chain? How do you get a chain on a rock in a river? Like, it's the kind of shit that would slip off like
you
so
go
easy.
In.
And everything she was saying, I was thinking like, this logic is the most flawed thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. Yeah.
In the end, it worked out beautifully.
I'm amazed.
It worked out perfectly.
I'm amazed fucking Barry's gonna dig up the ring.
I know. All right, so here's what happened. This is gonna be so confusing. I try and keep it as linear as possible. Oh my god. Okay, you so Siobhan was heading up. Her folks are from New Hampshire, so she was heading up for a week.
This is where we get fucking derailed.
Yeah,
folks are from New Hampshire because they moved from Florida 13 years ago. It was a funny story. I'm telling you.
She was going up for a week, and to build the suspense before she left, she had no fucking clue this was happening. So I gave
See, it's
her,
weird because anyone else in the world would have known.
Yeah. I know. I really
you told everybody.
I really like thought I it was gonna. She was gonna catch on. She had no
I
idea.
I told her.
And she still wouldn't listen. So I gave her a box, a sealed wooden box. On the thing was a symbol for fire, and I gave it to her with a scroll, and the scroll said something right. about like it was something about like
engagement the video game.
The scroll is like, you know, something about having
read
patience.
Read this line backwards, young traveler. And dig in location X.
It was pretty much like that. I said something about trust and patience, and I said, I trust that you won't open this box.
Was it locked?
It was sealed with wood glue, so you couldn't open it. There was I said, I trust that you won't open this box. And she had no idea what's in the box. I said, by now, you're probably wondering what's in the box. And that was pretty much it.
And she
that
said
was the
no.
end of the scroll. Oh, no, it's just okay. She spent a week going crazy with everyone. They were all trying to figure it out.
And
they almost
took
the box to a hospital to x-ray.
That's the thing. Anyone else in the world would be like, there's a ring in here.
Everyone was like, well, everyone
well, yeah,
knew.
She's dating Craig.
Everyone knew. I even called her. I called
you
her
guys
parents.
Have such major logic holes in your brain. I don't understand. Like the first, the most
playful.
Obvious conclusion is the one that you guys will never come to.
What did she think? That she was really playing just like Craig the video game? Did she think it was part of your role playing game that you've been designing?
She just assumed there was a surprise. And, you know, we're playful like that. So she just.
What do you mean playful?
She just
playful
thought this
like
was
what?
Like an all out crazy surprise.
And then
she
put a helmet, you put a helmet on her head.
So everyone
wrote out the laser table.
her parents, I asked her parents and everything. It was really emotional. I asked her parents
what
for
kind
her
of
hand
boxes did you send them?
When you say it was really emotional,
it was really emotional.
What does that mean?
Like I got
you
her parents.
Cried and no one else did.
Yeah,
I got. Well,
pretty much.
I got her parents on the phone, and they were.
Were you on speakerphone like you always are?
No,
everyone on speakerphone. It's fucking annoying.
No. I called them, and they were in the car, and I said, "Are you with her brothers?" Because I knew if her brothers knew, they would just be like, "Shoot!" God, Craig's got ants. So they're like little and they like look up to me. And
they have ADD.
So I knew they wouldn't be able to keep their ants. So I said to Siobhan's mom, if the kids are in the car, make sure that I'm not on speaker or whatever. So her mom just knew. She's like, oh my God, you're going to ask me what I think you're going to ask me. And I was like, I just started crying. It's weird.
Okay, so genetically, she shouldn't have logic. Normal logic, but
her mom's.
But you injected her with something.
Her mom started crying, like, and I started crying, and then her dad was like,
"Her dad was crying."
Wow, like her.
If you made a man cry, I'm gonna be proud.
I don't think he cried.
You're on the phone, so I don't know if he was.
I don't think he cried.
Tearing a little bit.
Her mom was tearing up.
In your mind, you cried though.
They were as soon as they got up.
If you were marrying my daughter, I would cry.
They were. They couldn't say much, so it was weird. But they were both. Her dad was like, "We're thrilled. We couldn't ask for such a." For such a great,
see, that's cool because most of the families would be like, oh God.
Oh, no. It was incredible. Yeah. It was like unbelievable, and it made me cry even more because I was like, holy fuck.
You're accepted by somebody.
I'm accepted by somebody. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And her
too
parents
bad they're
are
old
so
and they'll have a
so
shorter
great.
Life than you.
Yeah, they've been married 30 years, so it meant a lot. They're really great, you know. So anyway, so she heads up. Everyone's like trying to guess what's in the box. Everyone that does know is like, oh, maybe it's marshmallows. Blah. What's in the box?
Wait, she seriously had friends that thought it was marshmallows?
Yeah, they were just fucking, you know, they were trying to mislead or whatever, you know. What was actually in the box was a key.
It was the meth that she's been craving since you've been dating because you made her stop doing meth.
She's never done meth.
She said she's done everything but heroin. But anyways, go ahead.
Oh my God. Anyway, so, did you?
I thought that was a cat.
So she comes back.
Is she marrying the voice in your throat too? Is that crying? That's the one that always cries and you sometimes let it out.
Oh my God. So she gets back, during that time I had gone on my little woods adventure with Dean's girlfriend. And
you could just call her Madeline, you know that.
Madeline. And that was fucking nuts. I didn't have the car. Siobhan had the car. So I had no ride, and I had to do this major thing. Siobhan came back, and the next night, I said, I have a big fucking surprise for you, whatever. And I was really, I didn't sleep.
Marshmallows, like your friend said.
I didn't sleep all night. I was just so restless. And
you were down on Left 4 Dead demo.
We were freaking out. We were freaking out. She's really excited. So sun comes up. I'm like, let's
go to IHOP first and go.
Let's stall. And in my mind, this knowledge of there is shit in the woods buried that is mine that needs to be discovered
by us.
There's
a box chained to a rock in a river. That's probably downstream by now.
Two boxes with shit in them that needs to be discovered by Siobhan. No one else in the world. And it's at a very public place. And I'm like, fuck, man. So.
You say buck?
No, I said fuck.
Oh. I thought you were censoring. That was good.
No. I gave Siobhan another box. This box had an air symbol on it. And it had
Did she know what these symbols meant?
Yeah.
Did you make up these symbols? Or these are like official symbols?
Oh, yeah. Where did you go for these symbols?
Elements. Like online and stuff.
Like, what do you mean online?
Elements for water, fire, earth, and air online.
What do they look like? Never mind. Go ahead.
Air is like three swirlies. Fire is a little fire. Earth looks like a labyrinth, and what is it? Earth.
Do you have music playing off of a Walkman tape to you
like
the whole time?
No. I was thinking about that. It was like game music.
Yeah, State of Evolution playing.
I was going to have like the Oblivion theme on a loop. So this box I gave her that day had another scroll, which was a treasure map that had X's, and a Bergen County map. I said, and this scroll had like you have to locate these coordinates on the Bergen County map.
See, you know what's funny? This whole setup sounds like something that you would love to be engaged. Like if someone engaged you that way.
Oh yeah,
that's your
Are you
thing.
Kidding?
Like,
oh totally, I know.
I was glad she enjoyed it.
Oh, she had such a fucking. We had such a great day. So this
but
thing
if,
had
if
coordinates.
If this didn't end with you guys getting engaged, would she have cared? Like, would she have been like, if it just ended? If you're like, and that's the end of the thing. Surprise! It's a game.
What is
that?
This? Why is someone here?
Is that the doorbell?
That's the doorbell.
What is happening?
That's probably the cops reporting us for talking.
Why is someone...
Is it really?
Are you serious? Why is the police here?
Is it the police?
We found out.
What is happening?
Is the police seriously here? Why am I calling it police?
We both keep saying police.
The police.
Should I keep talking? Wait, hold on a second. I don't know what's happening. Someone's at my door.
Hold on, let's be quiet. Let's listen. Listen.
Oh, that house.
Fucking Chinese food. Someone's looking for a police somewhere else.
We live in the goddamn ghetto. Police and Chinese food and pizza.
So all one guy.
It's officer. What's happening?
I think it was a nice man for the bang bang lady next door. Oh
my What do you mean the bang bang?
He was like,
I got a fuck.
Miss Evelyn. And
wait, like, he screws?
Oh my god! Everyone, be quiet! Stop saying he screws.
He screws?
There's
every morning.
Every morning we just hear the bed hitting the wall. It's like ridiculous amounts of.
How doesn't he not know where she lives if he fucks her?
That's weird. Maybe it's because I think it's someone else. Because I think that's what her side job is. For the record.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Is she attractive?
You want to give her your address?
Can we digitize her and then I'll fucking fuck her in game? She looks
like. I'll go find out. In like 5 minutes, I'll go into our room because that's where the headboard is, and I'll see if we hear.
Oh, if we can get that, we got a mic to the floor. Oh my god!
In 5 minutes, we're gonna know if the person downstairs is a fucking prostitute. 5 minute warning for prostitution. Oh my god! All right, so.
You know what's funny too? Siobhan answered the door wearing like a geisha outfit.
Yeah, she's wearing a robe.
She's like, oh, this must be the place. Oh my god, that's so funny.
It right, brings you money, sure.
So, yeah. So there's a coordinates on a scroll to the Bergen County map and a treasure hunt map. It looks like a pirate map.
Bergen County was crossed out and you wrote Cyrodiil or whatever.
Albion. So she gets that really quick, and it's Ramapo Reservation.
She figured it out on her own, or you told her?
No, she figured it out. She got the coordinates, and she,
I don't mean to talk down about. I'm not trying to talk down about her, but I'm just saying, like.
No, she's not good at maps, so I was like, oh, fuck,
it seems like something you're good at, but that she would not know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, I know. She's looked at the map, she's like, I don't know what this is. It's a J, a K, just fucking put it together.
Yeah, if someone did this to me, I would never do it. I'd be like, I'll just do this next week. I don't have time to think about what's in this box right now.
That was my concern, too, but she was really thankfully excited. So she locates her coordinates, we get our shit together. There's a key on this box that I give her, and a padlock on it. This key doesn't open this padlock. The key on
what if it accidentally did? Like, he didn't realize it's universal.
Actually, all the keys were universal to other corresponding boxes. I managed to get like 3 different keys that didn't open each other. All
right.
I tested everything. I was fucking psychotic the whole month putting all this together. There's an air symbol on the box. On the key is a water symbol. So we go into the woods. I'm like, follow the map. So we're fucking walking through the woods. We get to the first spot, and on the key is a red rope, and it says something about, like, that's basically where the first one is, whatever, look for that. So she sees, like, a little red rope tied around a log up this waterfall. Okay. So she's like, I'm like, where do you think it is? On the drawing, there's, like, an X in, like, a pool, like a waterfall pool.
Okay.
So she's like, it's in the water? And I'm like, yeah.
Like,
oh. That and fish.
So she gets I'm like, you gotta go in, and it's fucking cold too. It's a cold fucking day. I'm like, you gotta go in for it, and she's very crafty. That's like
it could have been you either engaged her or you fucking killed her.
You just dropped her off there and been like, follow this map. I'll see you later, and driven away.
If you're smart enough, I'll love you.
Yeah. I don't know. It's make a big it mountain. See, the funny fucking thing is, a couple days before this, I went up to scout for the whole thing. I had it plotted in my head, but I hadn't figured out where exactly on the mountain. So I fucking walked the whole mountain. I got lost, and I had rehearsal that day. I got lost for fucking 4 or 5 hours on the mountain. I made myself a map so I knew where I was going to go. I was actually going to propose on the top of the mountain. And when I got there, eventually. And I was like passing outside my backpack full of all these boxes to bury that day. I started digging into the ground.
You brought the boxes that day on the scout day,
and all the chains.
Just
everything.
A scout, just a scout. How it feels.
Just like, to carry it.
No, because if I was gonna bury, if I was like, I'm like, this might be my only chance because I had no car. So I like snuck away that day. That was when she left. I got up early one morning. And I get to the top and I start digging into the ground. So I'm alone on the top of the mountain. I'm digging in. I'm like, oh my fucking god, I can't get in far enough. I'm like, this isn't gonna fucking work. And I was lost for like 5 hours in the pouring rain. And it was awful day. Anyway, I did get the rope already. So she's back at the waterfall pool. She's got a log and she's like prying these big boulders off of the box that are holding it down underwater. So she gets it, opens it, and so the water key opens this box. On this box, there's an earth symbol.
Oh my god.
So in this box, the
most tiring
thing,
engagement ever.
This is the same way that Link got engaged to Zelda.
The funny thing about this box that was underwater, there was supposed to be a spade in it to dig up the earth box. I left the spade in the car, in Madeline's
spade,
car.
By spade, what do you mean?
Digging implement. oh man, I just thought of a funny joke. I can't tell it. Are they banging?
No,
oh, you're coming into. Oh, you're showing the engagement book. Siobhan's making an engagement book from the whole day. She was very moved.
And I couldn't remember which thing happened which, so I took notes. See?
These are all the things. Oh yeah, have you guys seen
this? That's what I'm saying.
This is why you guys are good together. You're both fucking crazy.
You look through you have the keys and the symbols and all.
The first two have notes, and then it's confusing. I'm not done.
It's good radio. So where are we at? Oh, so I left the spade in Madeline's car. And so that was supposed to dig up the earth box, but we decided anyway, the waterfall emptied into this huge, beautiful ending. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to bury it there. So buried the earth box really deep in this huge fucking waterfall pool. I was in this fucking thing in my pants and shoes and everything. That's the treasure map.
That's
yeah.
Good.
A badass is that.
Treasure map with has skulls on it. Has a.
I like how this whole thing looks kind of like, you know, like the placemat at a diner.
So she digs up the earth box. In the
Wait,
earth
are
box,
those Twizzlers are those, in the box?
Yeah.
Twizzlers? No, those are ribbons.
Oh, ribbons.
she digs up that, and this is actually a really helping reference. She digs up this earth box, and there's matches in it, and it's supposed to be like freeing fire from earth. So she has a fire box. She's supposed to light the fire box on fire. Only problem is we dig up that box.
It was soaking wet.
Soaking wet. All the matches are soaking wet. And the day before, Sal and I got together to try and burn a like box to see what would
and
happen when he burned.
No shit.
Didn't fucking.
You ever try to burn wood, dude? It takes a fucking hour.
It just turned dark black and didn't. He's like, "What the fuck did you expect
dude,
it to
is,
explode?"
Yeah, this is the big holes in your logic. I'm no. like, I have a big wooden box. It's gonna disintegrate once a match is put to it.
I thought it would explode like a Mel Gibson movie. I thought it was just gonna.
You
like,
could put
boom.
TNT in there. You could put a fuse.
I know.
You could put an M80.
So I was like,
"Could have blown the fucking ring up, though."
So I put a note in the scroll that basically she has to smash it. She fucking picks up a rock, smashes it one hit. It was awesome.
All right.
Fucking thing breaks open. Inside.
Wait a minute. Okay, we'll get to that. No. Don't even
yeah,
it yet.
Yeah,
let's save this. Let's save this for a second. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What?
You are right. A faggot.
Keep going. Okay.
You're a faggot couple.
Oh, God. So,
oh, God.
So she's,
if you're losing interest, you're about to gain interest again.
All right, so she breaks open the firebox, and the firebox is a key with an air symbol on it. At that time, I went into the waterfall while she was breaking open the thing and put the box that she had originally, the air box, in on a rock in the middle of the waterfall. So I was like, come into the waterfall. So we both walk in, and she unlocks it, and fucking waterfall's coming down on our backs and stuff, and we're getting wet, and she opens it, and it was facing me, so I pulled out there was a ring box in that box. So she had the ring the whole day. I took the ring box out, gave her a scroll that was in it, says like your journey is complete. While she was reading that, I got down on one knee in the waterfall and proposed to her. I said, "Siobhan, will you marry me?" And she's like, "Oh my God, really? You're really ready? Really?" And I was like, "Yes, 100%." She said, "Of course I'll marry you. Of course I'll marry you. Yes, yes, yes." And we like hugged each other and kissed.
So after all that, she was still surprised.
She was totally surprised. She had no
idea.
Did she
ask you where her marshmallows were afterwards?
That's what I'm saying. At the end, if you just would have been like, "And that's it," and she would have been like,
"That was a fun journey, honey.
That was really good.
Yeah, it was a good journey. Good hike."
She's up for anything, so she would have. It would have been. Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. But it was a great time. And we went out to an amazing dinner.
At IHOP.
We went to a really expensive restaurant right on the in Weehawken, right on the city skyline. Got fucking loaded. So much fun.
All right, now keep that page open. What are you doing?
I had a great time.
How are you going to get this podcast into this book when we're done with it? You have to burn it onto a CD and put it in?
So on the last page, Siobhan just handed us an entire scrapbook of everything that's happened to them in their lives. And it's an engagement scrapbook with all the maps and stuff that Craig drew and the Twizzlers that he gave her.
Ribbons.
And the final few pages. How do you even describe this? How do you explain this?
What?
How do you explain
Apparently,
it?
Apparently, Craig posted on his live journal, which is on the internet, which has words and pictures already. that he was getting married, or that he's engaged, and then people commented back, and Siobhan went and printed it out, and then cut out each individual comment.
Each individual response with the people's pictures next to it, and scrapbooked.
And then posted it, pasted it in the book.
It's cute.
It's really weird.
It's cute. Like,
we need to see it. We need to see a picture of this.
The thing is, alright, there's gonna be these, and all these cards. We have all these, like, congratulations on your engagement card she's gonna put on the other pages.
Did Madeline give you a card from us? Oh, no. Okay, so I thought... You're good with cards. I thought maybe we got him a card.
Nice.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Well, we commented on Live Journal and...
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
That's good enough. I didn't need to give you a card.
We've been best friends for like 12 years. Sure. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Anyway, so we're running off. We're running off to Jamaica to get married, and then... So we're basically doing like a wedding moon. It's just going to be us in
Jamaica. A wedding moon?
They call it a wedding moon. You're on a honeymoon while you're getting married. So we're going to get married in Jamaica, just us. And then go to Japan.
Are you going to Jamaica first to bury a bunch of boxes?
They're already there. All I'm right, panicking good. If we get there on time. My biggest fear was that a bear would eat the boxes.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Or a bear. You'd find a bear married to you in the woods.
I do.
See, it's cute, but...
It's great lengths. I couldn't think of anything else to do.
So for your next engagement, what are you going to do?
You really have to fucking up the ante. Yeah. It was intense, man. It was a great day. So, yeah, I'm
it makes me want to be even more boring if I ever get engaged.
It's weird. What the weirdest thing about it for me that I started realizing is...
There's a lot of weird stuff to that story.
Weirder than that is weirder the people than who the say no. Key. I don't understand how people say no. Like, I was positive she was going to say yes. I was positive. 100% positive. I don't understand the people...
Because maybe they don't like you.
Me?
Like, all the last girlfriends just said no, just didn't like you.
I never proposed before. Not me. Did I just say that like it was me? Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, like, people that do it to their girlfriends at, like, football games and baseball games.
Let's say she couldn't figure out the map. Then you just say no. Like, it never happened, right?
Just pretend, oh, she's an idiot. Yeah. I was pretty confident. And we had traveled this waterfall alone before, so I had a feeling. Actually, you know what's really weird? The first people we told were these two fucking, these like photographer geek guys, like IT tech guys. They were coming down.
They were working for you.
How do you know they're IT tech guys?
They
in
had
the woods?
Like all these. They had passes like to be in the woods.
To get into the woods.
Like they had like passes and like
they made them.
Yeah, like this is my day to photograph.
Like they're your brothers, pretty much. Of like I'm in the woods. Look at my tour pass.
Yeah, and they were coming down there. I was like, oh, guys, I'm getting married, and they're like, great.
That's right. Well, it's funny because when you called me the first time I talked to you after you got engaged, I think I talked to you for 45 minutes about being at BlizzCon before I let you tell me about your engagement.
I was excited.
And in my mind, your engagement was nothing compared to what I just been through.
Oh my
like,
God.
It couldn't compare at that moment. And I felt bad about it, but I was thinking like, he just got married, but I just met the guys from 1UP and played Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2.
In all fairness, I did ask what Ryan smelled like.
So. Yeah, he smelled normal.
You want to stop scratching your fucking knee? Thanks. Thanks so much for that. When are you guys getting engaged? Huh?
See, you know what's weird? I think the more you date, the harder it is to ever want to get engaged. You guys have been gone for 2 years.
3 years.
3 years? I've been dating Madeline for 5. There's like no need.
Yeah.
You know, like after 5, you're just kind of like, you're bored and so they
you also
you're
still
like,
live with your parents, though. Yeah. You find there's not much need to do anything.
There isn't.
Right? Yeah.
I think, actually, that's a really good point because Siobhan and I have basically been living together since we met. So that really advances things. So really, we've been together like 5 years, too. And it really just made sense
but for imagine you've been together 10 years and you're like, this is all right. You know, I love her.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah,
like
I know.
Then how do you get engaged?
Well, we're very symbolic. That's why we're doing it on 10-10-10, you know? It's just like
it's
everything.
My brother's birthday.
Everything has to have meetings. Really?
Yeah.
Is he doing it? Is he...
No, because that day's full. Like he told us at Roman Pizza.
But
I always wonder, how do you get married? How do boring people get married?
How do boring people get married?
How do you, like, after you're dating for 10 years, how do you get married? When you're like, what
you
do you say?
Married.
Hey, well, you just want to get married because this... You know, I feel
this
like
is, this is the only path.
No more.
The guy.
Well,
the
what
guy
else, are you, what
him,
else are you doing once you've been married for 10 years? You gotta spice it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's have a party. Cool.
All right.
Yeah. And in the end, I give you a really expensive dinner.
So
it's like going out to
dinner. So essentially, you know,
it's like a night out.
5 years from now, that's how you win medal and I'll get married. Yeah.
We'll have it in my parents' backyard. Yeah, so we can go right to my room afterwards.
Your fucking proposal is going to be like, you wanna? I guess. Done.
That's what I feel like. And it's, you know, really, it's not that depressing.
There's going to be Madeline asking you and you saying no. And then there being a fight and then you saying, okay.
She's probably going to shift it. I'd be like, fucking get married, you pussy. And I'd be like, oh, why do you call me a pussy? That's fucked up.
I know.
And she'd be like, just shut up, just fucking get married.
Just
and I'd be
married.
Like,
stop complaining.
Like, well, I mean, if you want to. And she'd be like, just fucking say you want to. And I'd be like, well,
I want to keep girls in The Witcher. If you get married, will you stop fucking girls in The Witcher? Or no, you, if you're really bad,
I'm not keeping that up.
That's adultery. Game adultery. Gamultery.
There's a story about some dude cheating on his wife in Second Life.
No shit.
Alex Reed's made the news now because I don't read it anymore.
Wait, but that's only cyber cheating, you know?
Yeah,
that's
just not cyber cheating. He was with a prostitute in Second Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they actually met in Second Life, she was telling me. We should bring Alex in here for this because she actually reads what's going on.
You want to get her in?
No, it's all right.
Yeah. Are you guys going to get married?
No. Not yet. Not now.
Do you love her?
I love her. A lot.
Do you think that you'll...
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have time to put all those boxes and shit together.
Like, man, everyone that's done this before must be really tired. It was such a fucking relief when it was over, man. The whole month just planning. Oh, my God.
Doing dry runs. Lighting boxes on fire.
Dry runs. It was seriously so shit.
I need a
thinner
box.
I was so tired. I was like, thank God you said yes. Let's fucking go out to eat now.
It'd be so good if she said no and then you had to do it again like 3 months later. She was like, now I might be ready.
Give it a try again.
You know what sucks? Like, I don't think I'll ever beat the experience of BlizzCon. Like, getting married would just be second to it.
But you said you wanted to kill... You said it was heaven, and then you wanted to kill yourself.
Well, because I was so happy that I...
You got upset.
I went manic.
That's just called manic depression.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, did you jump up and down at any point? Just frantic?
I think I high-fived Ray like 16 times the night before when we got our goodie bags. And we kept going, yeah! Like, oh my God, we're at BlizzCon! And then we'd, like, take more gifts out of our goodie bag out and be like, oh my God, look, I got a cardboard mask. And we'd freak out about it.
Actually, I might as well do this on there. What the fuck did you do to Ray that he was so pissed at you the other night? What did you do? Ray's really into philosophy, right? So it had something to do with that?
All right, here's the thing. He won't listen.
Air your dirty laundry. Suddenly 100 subscribers just fucking like, what?
I like Ray a lot.
I like
him. Great. He's really good. He's really
he's good,
like
dad.
He's really into philosophy and I fucking hate philosophy.
Alright.
Alright, here's the thing. I think, you know, personal philosophy is cool. Once you start talking about it, I fucking can't stand it.
So what did you say to him?
You know, like, I can't fucking stand it.
He seemed really broken up.
Because once personal philosophy comes talked about philosophy, then it's just you being an egotistical fuck thinking that your thoughts are everyone should be everyone else's thoughts and that you're better because you think more about it. And it's essentially...
So is this what you said to Ray?
Yeah, but more harshly. And
oh my God, man.
And that... Because it's essentially... And most of it's essentially instinct, except people who don't have instinct need to write it in like 4,000 words and talk about it like it's something great when it's just instinct that you're not feeling.
Right.
You know, like you pick up on people and their emotion. I kind of just, you know... He was trying to start a conversation with me about it, like online... And so I respond like I wanted to push his buttons on it, so I kind of responded as like a complete asshole, but making my very valid points, and I thought I was kind of humoring him, but then turned out I was offending him, and then he had some issues with some stuff, and then he thought I was really angry with him for some reason, but I wasn't. I didn't care. I was just like, this is funny to me. It was awkward. I think it's okay, but yeah, I still
but
feel
not
like
not anymore. Now that you talked about it.
Yeah.
Way to be vague. I wanted exactly what you said.
Yeah.
I said, like, there was, like, stupid, like, there were little things, because like, you can't beat someone in a philosophy argument, because there's no concrete. It's like, well, you just don't understand what I'm saying, because I really mean this. And you go, okay, well, now that you mean this, this is, and they go, oh, no, because, if nothing in philosophy is concrete. You know, it's the whole, you can never talk to somebody on that fucking level, because it's fucking bullshit.
Well, that's the problem. Nothing in philosophy is concrete.
It's bullshit.
So,
it's all bullshit. It's a whole, just, like, you know,
it goes
like,
on forever.
Nothing is, whatever, fuck
just,
it.
Those fucking Greek
and
guys
so, and so I just take it out of context. And I go, great, I'm fucking, you know what, I feel like I'm talking to fucking college kid with a lot of Bright Eyes fans. Oh, wait. Shit like that.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Which kind of just strikes nerves with him and his crew. But it was all just for fun, but he took it a little
personally. For your fun.
For my fun.
For your fun.
Yeah, my personal fun. Most people don't get that, though. I think he does, but he still takes it very seriously, which is cool. I dig it.
It was nice to see Catherine the other day.
Yeah.
It was nice. I wish I had more time to talk to the rest of you guys, though. I felt like I sat right across from her.
This is where no one knows what's happening.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm going to start naming people that you met recently.
Sorry.
You print out every Facebook. Like, are there other scrapbooks with Facebook comments on there?
That's it. There's just a Facebook, MySpace, LiveJournal, emails, cards. Everything's going in there. Well documented. Our lives are well documented. There's like 7 other books like that.
It's because you're Jewish, man. Serious.
I'm not the one doing it. She's doing it. It's weird.
Yeah,
like,
but
she really wants
to be
it.
Jewish.
Maybe. We're not doing any
complexes.
Kind of yeah, that's the other thing. We're doing a very non-denominational wedding.
Jamaican wedding.
Jamaican. Oh man.
I don't know why I brought racism into this.
What's up, Moyle? Man. You know what? Actually, you're getting a present.
I think we're just done.
There's in the package deal, you get t-shirts that say,
deal to get to your wedding?
You get like a package deal. You get like a t-shirt that says, I got married or something. It's so corny.
Who got married?
You're getting it. We're going to get married. But
what?
For like this package.
Who's getting married?
It's really confusing, though.
Okay.
I think we're done. You're off. I don't know what you're saying.
Never mind. What's happened? What's going down? What did we used to talk about next month on the podcast? What did we used to talk about?
We used to argue a lot because I would have stuff I wanted to talk about, and you would talk about pretty much how you're talking now.
Talk about it now. Talk about all the stuff that you ever wanted to talk about now. Now's your chance.
You want
to
argue? I'm sure once you start editing this, they'll be arguing. I'll be in the other room.
No editing. No editing.
No editing?
No.
We just talked for 4.5 hours.
No editing.
All right, cool.
I think
we're done. Say everything you ever wanted to say. We have an open forum to the world.
I just want
to
play Fallout and die. that's all that's left, man. Getting close to 30. Just no more passion. Just want to play Fallout and die.
What do you want to say?
I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, not really. It was fun. Good times.
We did in the time that we've been gone.
You gotta keep dragging this out?
A lot of stuff's been happening. You could do episode two. I'm filling a void. I feel a void. I never wanted the Spencer Show to end. It's amazing that it's coming back. Are we doing this regularly? I don't know.
No, whatever.
What are we doing? It's amazing. I love it. I loved it. I listen to podcasts while I drive.
People send in money.
You listen to the Spencer podcast just over and over again while you're driving around?
For a week, I listened to all of them. Yeah. It's great. Some of the shit was great.
You know, I never... whatever.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
Make this whole thing animated.
Wait. You should give up... I don't even remember the fucking website address now.
For what?
For the fucking Spencer Show.
I don't even remember. It's
Podomatic.
Steven.
We're going to email it to everyone. Everyone that's listening right now, open your email.
Maybe stevenspencershow.podomatic.com.
That sounds familiar.
Might be it. No, it wouldn't be the Steven Spencer Show. I think it's just stevenspencershow.podomatic.com.
There's still the MySpace up, right? Probably.
Do we? I don't even know the passwords.
We need a Facebook.
People are like,
we do need a Facebook. Maybe Madeline will make that.
Unprepared idiots. Yeah, we totally need a Facebook.
Should be a...
Someone's calling me. Hold up.
Right, so hopefully you're hearing this on some medium.
Sean Garner's calling me. I think he wants to play StarCraft.
That's
tonight.
Funny. I actually almost brought him up, and it's funny. Hopefully you're checking out some medium.
What time is it?
Don't put him on.
That is what time is it?
Talking.
What time is it?
8:30.
I'm too tired. I want to play Fallout tonight on StarCraft.
So, so hopefully you're checking us out on some sort of medium and come back with us. If you're an old listener, it's coming back. Drop his comments.
Yeah, I'll drop a comment.
It feels good.
Drop a comment.
Yeah.
I miss podcasting.
Maybe Madeline's grandfather will too. Alright, bye.
Thank you guys so much.
Want you to bleed for me?